Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In case you missed it, we're in the midst of a wearable technology revolution. Companies like Fitbit and Jawbone sell devices you can wear to track your steps, your heart rate, your sleep, your calories burned. Apple recently unveiled its Apple Watch, and Google is selling smartwatches of its own.
All these devices track what you do, but now comes a device that changes what you do by reminding you, then prodding you, and finally, well, actually, by kind of punishing you with an electric shock. Seriously, as if you're a Pavlovian dog. In fact, this wrist strap is called Pavlok, in honor of the Russian scientist who used electric shocks to train dogs. And it's developed right here in Boston. Joining us now is Hiawatha Bray. He writes for the Boston Globe and talks to us about technology on a regular basis. Good to have you, Hiawatha.
Good to be here.
So tell us what Pavlok is designed to do.
Well, actually, it's designed to give you an incentive to change your behavior. It's inspired by, frankly, it was inspired by a dog shock collar, believe it or not. And it's also inspired by an experiment the company founder did where he decided one day that he was spending too much time on Facebook. And he went to Craigslist, found a young lady, and hired her for a day to follow him around to keep him from doing it. And on one occasion, he said, slap me if you see me using Facebook. And he actually videotaped her slapping him. And he said it worked. He actually charted it. This guy is a graduate of Stanford. He's a smart guy. And he charted all his behavior changes. And he found that having this person keep tabs on him really made him spend less time on Facebook. So he said, we got to automate this process. And so that's basically what Pavlok does. It's like a smart watch. It has a Bluetooth chip in it. It monitors your smartphone.
So Hiawatha, I understand you tried Pavlok. What habits were you trying to break and how did it work?
Well, I haven't tried it long enough to break any habits. I want to get one. I just tried it to see how bad the shock was. And I got to say, it was unpleasant. It's kind of striking because it doesn't hurt. As I wrote today, it's like it doesn't hurt, but it feels like it hurts. I don't know how to explain it. You get this nasty little jolt that makes your muscles twitch, and it is very decisive. You feel it very distinctly, but that's not the only thing it does. It has a series of steps where it will beep at you, or it will vibrate, and it will only shock you as a last resort. The shock is about 300 volts, but a very, very tiny, like, milliamp of power, so that there's no real danger in it. And the idea is that developers will build apps that will automatically keep track of what you are doing on a digital basis, and when you do something or don't do something that you're trying to change, that's when you can get warned, buzzed, or even shocked.
It sounds, I got to say, I'm glad you're excited about it, but it sounds sort of awful to me.
I mean, I have to be excited about it. If I'm not, they'll punish me.
So what other behavior, I mean, talk about other kinds of behaviors that Pavlok has designed or is even capable of monitoring and changing. What are we talking about?
Well, basically, you got to remember that this is partly, not just due to the shock idea, this is growing out of what some people call the sensor revolution. We are now at a point where you can stick, and we already are in our phones, all kinds of digital sensors that can keep track of a variety of things we're doing. For example, GPS, that simply keeps track of where you are. So you could program this and have it set up so that it will decide, it will know where your gym is. And if you don't go to that gym once a day, it will know. And you get shocked. Or you can simply use the clock in the device to say, you're supposed to be up and around at 6 a.m. And if you're not, pow! And so on. And eventually they hope to do things like, one thing that the inventor, Mr. Sethi, said was they're trying to figure out a way a sensor could detect whether you are putting your fingers in your mouth to bite your nails. They're trying to see if they can do that, but they haven't figured out the sensors yet. They're working on an algorithm that might just be able to detect when you move your hand, and then they'll have that going too.
One of the things you mentioned in your piece today, Hiawatha, is that you can actually give a friend the power to administer these electric shocks?
Not yet, but they're working on it. They want to create an app where you could do that.
But in what circumstances would you want to do that? I mean, it seems like a good recipe for losing a friend.
Well, yeah, it would be like a workout buddy or something like that.
I see.
Yeah, exactly. Your friend would be able to zap you if you don't show up to go jogging, or if you don't show up to, like, if you're having a meeting at the library, or just a business meeting, and you don't show up for a business meeting, they could zap you. Yeah. All kinds of things.
You also wrote in your column that the Pavlok could be a twisted hacker's ultimate prize. In other words, people could hack in and sort of zap
and
you.
Start,
yeah, just
sure,
it'd be a little bit of a nuisance. Yeah.
It's part, yeah, it would be a nuisance because the shock is not enough to do you any harm. But they are definitely thinking about that. They have to have it open so that companies can write apps that will work with it. But they claim they're also going to make it very secure, so it will be extremely difficult for somebody to seize control of it. Because, you know, if this thing becomes a bestseller and millions of Americans are using it, you could just imagine this future. We're all walking down the street and all of a sudden we just start jerking and it's like The Walking Dead and we go into spasms. It would be really great, but kind of scary at the same time. And they say, nah, that's not going to happen.
I want you to tell me more about the developer. As we mentioned, it was developed here in Boston. His name is Manish Sethi.
Manish Sethi, who is this 26-year-old guy. He's a globe-trotting world traveler. He has spent much of his life trying to figure out how to hack various systems. Like, for example, he talked about how he became a successful DJ in Europe just by going around and tricking people into thinking he was a successful DJ. And the next thing you knew, he was working gigs all over Europe. He's just this really amazing combination of technologist and hustler. But he convinced a bunch of venture capitalists to put $50,000 into it over at the Bolt Incubator here in downtown Boston. And he also hooked up with Jim Lynch, I believe his name is, who is one of the executives from iRobot, which is a very serious company indeed. And he convinced this iRobot executive that this was a really, really good idea. Then they put it on Indiegogo, you know, the crowdfunding service. And that gives you an idea of how many people are interested in this. They were trying to raise $50,000. They raised nearly three times that much. Hundreds of people have already committed to buying it. There are a lot of people out there who badly need their bad habits broken, and they think this just might work. It might, although I did talk to a psychologist over at Northeastern who said, yeah, these technologies do tend to work, but they don't tend to work that long. Once people stop using them, they often fall back into their bad habits. So it's an open question whether you can really become a changed person by hooking this thing up. But at least you'll have the fun of, you know, suffering a little bit.
Absolutely.
Well, Hiawatha Bray, some people will get a kick out of it.
Hiawatha, it's always great to suffer a little bit with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's total agony.
Hiawatha Bray is the technology writer for the Boston Globe business section. He joins us regularly here on Radio Boston. And for a link to his Tech Lab column today, a shock to your system to get you in gear, you can go to radioboston.org. Thanks, Hiawatha.
You're welcome.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.